When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. So many reasons why I bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. They've got great odds and markets for the MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook, and it's easy to use, safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. It's also fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay, and you can discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J-A-N-D-J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, May 23rd, and the playoffs are in full bloom. My playoff beard is disgusting. We're going to talk about, not the beard, we're going to talk about the playoff games. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas? And that beard is not disgusting, baby. I would take that 8 out of 7 days of the week, baby. You feel me?
I have to see. And Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. Have a good...
Bro, I would, come on, bro.
I have to see if I've reached the point I could put pencils in the beer.
Jealous.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
we're in
God.
There.
You're a Viking, bro. How do they allow men to just walk the earth with no beard? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the best part of getting older is getting a beard. I was so excited about it. I knew I was going to get one. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's just a weird, weird reality.
We just finished watching the Warriors, Mavs game 3. What do we want to say about this game, fellas? I mean, Tyler made the comment. It's weird that the Warriors are the grownups now. And this just feels like it is. As soon as the Mavs beat the Suns, I think the writing was on the wall a little bit, but it just feels like, I mean, there's no one else with championship experience in the playoffs, experience winning championships. And it just feels like this is their savvy vet Chip, like you made the Tim Duncan analogy, Tyler. I think that's perfect. They just feel like they're the grown-ups and everyone else is still figuring out how to play around their best player. And, you know, like they're the ones who are getting to the basket while they're sitting back watching the Mavs go 0 of 9,000 from 3-point range. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we're going to get out of this series, Tyler? What do you think?
They pulled off the Warriors tonight, put off like the most annoying playoff loss you can take, which is the whole being up by 10 for like a whole half, right? Like, you know, it's just like if this was a football game, it would have been someone stiff arming you for 40 yards, you know what I'm saying? before they score, right? Like, it was just one of those super annoying, savvy vet, never giving up the lead losses. And like you mentioned, like it's like the Warriors, they're the savvy vets now. They're not the brash, young, disrespectful motherfuckers who would have wanted to blow that 10-point lead open by, you know, 20 and beat you by 30. They're not those, you know, guys anymore. They're the ones who know that, you know, it's about execution. It's about, you know, making high IQ plays. And that this is a team that does not have that is not there yet. And they're just going to, you know, play with their food a little bit, but not at a point of where they're going to jeopardize shit just because they're kind of, you know, fucking load managing and their old heads need to just, you know, kind of pace themselves before they finish shit off. You know what I mean? That's what that game felt like today.
I agree.
They get cute a lot because they can. Like, it'll be like the first half, they're just playing around a little bit. And then Steph will be like, all right, man, it's time to be an asshole for a second. And I tweeted this too. I hope when they talk about Steph, they just don't talk about how he was a great 3-point shooter and he had really light eyes and he was light skinned. Talk about that motherfucker being a dickhead. Talk about him turning his back on people and sticking his tongue at the crowd. You know what I'm saying? That is my favorite part of him. You know, we got to see asshole Steph. That was the best part of the game. Like you said, like 10 points the whole time they get close. And like it was like that 10-point number is like, we still have a shot. No, you don't.
You absolutely
but that
do
number
not.
Tells you do, right? But you don't have a fucking chance, okay? They're just way better than you. You know what I mean? It felt like, I mean, I think they lost by like close to 10. It felt like they were up 20-25. You know what I mean? And like, this like, did y'all notice how quiet Jordan Poole was? I know he had a little bit of foul trouble, but that was odd. But as good as Wiggins is looking too, man, like, I wonder what player is going to be the player that takes the MVP from Steph this year. There's always a player that steals his MVP. Is Wiggins the player? You know what I mean? It looked like it's going to be Jordan Poole. It might be Wiggins, though.
Might be Clay. I mean, you just but that's what's crazy. They're not even playing
that. That was cute.
They're not even playing that well right now. You know what I mean?
Like, it feels like nobody should win the championship. No team feels like a championship team. You know what I mean? Am I tripping?
I think, look, I made the analogy to you guys of the Shaq and Kobe Lakers towards the end of their run. And it feels very familiar to me in that regard. They know exactly what they need to do to win a championship. And you can tell they're being real smart about it, but we'll get a Chris Haynes report in 3 months about how excited they were about the way this bracket shook out. You know what I mean? They've kept that real quiet, but you just know they looked at this like, you're telling me we have to beat this team and then that team and then what, the Heat with the Celtics with as fucking goofy as those teams get, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I it just feels like it worked out great for them. And I wouldn't be surprised in the fucking slightest if Klay comes out and shoots 60% from three in the finals. I wouldn't be surprised by anything. His shit looks broke as fuck right now, but then he steps up and hits two threes and clutch tonight. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I do want to talk about that. The Andrew Wiggins dunk. That referee has got to be fucking barred from the National Basketball Association.
Get him out of there. Get him. Listen. I'm gonna tell you why this motherfucker needs to go. For one, he fucked up a moment for now and he fucked up a moment for the future. Because, okay, we know that this series, the story is Luka's getting slapped the fuck around. You know, he does not have anything for the old heads, for these savvy vets and the Warriors. There's going to come a day, though, where Luka is probably going to fucking step over these Warriors to, you know, continue on his path to get to where he needs to go. And they took that moment from us where it could be like, you know, Wiggins yammed on this motherfucker. And then 2025, fucking Luka hits a shot over Wiggins that locks that series up. And they took that moment from us, bro. Like I said, they fucked up the now and they fucked up the future with that. And I hate that because you especially on fucking charges when a motherfucker's already mid-air. Like they did that shit with Kobe and Nash too. Like, bro, just let that shit happen. Please. Please, for the sake of the game, if you don't, you know, give a fuck about how fans feel, because refs do not give a fuck about what fans have to say. So I'm asking them to please think of the integrity of the game before they make a bullshit call like that again.
He's the only player in the world, only person in the world that thought that was a charge. Like, everybody is celebrating. And then you see this fucking weird-ass motherfucker, like, just excitedly. Nah, nigga. That's a charge. Bitch, if you don't shut your motherfucking ass up, immediately, it's like, he can never ref a game of basketball again. Not even a fucking rec league. I don't want to see him with fucking fourth graders, four-year-olds. Get him the fuck away from basketball, bro. I hate that shit, bro. Did you see how excited he was to ruin everybody's happiness? We are forced to watch this fucking Mavericks team, okay? We know who's gonna win. A good moment happens in the damn series and you just want to ruin it. Get this motherfucker away from basketball immediately, okay?
Vinny walks into the YMCA next month and that ref is standing in there. We're just gonna
jump
in. We're just turning around and walking away.
No, hands and feet. Call me, Mike. Call me. You gangland guardy. Get them blue boys on the line. You feel me? I'm gonna get a boop boop in and walk up out there, motherfucker. You fuck out of here.
What do you guys think Andrew Wiggins gave to the devil in the deal he made for this?
El Diablo.
El Diablo. Bro, he's so fucking good. He's just so fucking good. I don't know how else we can say it. He's phenomenally good. Like, it's like, what the fuck? I'm speechless, honestly.
What would you give up for the year that Andrew Wiggins is having? Not like, you know what I mean? Like, all-star year. Like, key contributor on a championship team, possibly the dude that takes a finals MVP away from Steph. Like, what would you give up? Would you give up a year off the end of your life for that?
A year? What? Yeah. That being a year? Like, you might have to run out a decade before I start, you know having a strong, you know, conversation here. Decade.
Mike couldn't wait. Yeah. Tyler couldn't wait to give that year up.
You got a lot of life in a decade, bro.
Tyler couldn't wait to give that fucking year up. Please take this year.
What the year?
Fuck is wrong with you?
I'm with Tyler. I'm with Tyler.
Bro, I give up my Vitamix for that year. I give up this Vitamix. Have y'all ever tried a Vitamix?
John, would you give up one ab? Would you go down to five abs to have a year like Andrew Wiggins is having?
Yeah, but get to four and I'd be... I can't get down to four, man. We scary times, G.
I think that's a no-brainer, bro. Like, being a basketball god at 27 or dying at 86 instead of 87. Like, that's really a hard decision for y'all to make.
I mean, I want to, bro.
I pack a lot of joy into a year. It's hard for me to imagine. I actually do think about this all the time. Like, you know, you're bargaining when, like, you know, like any little thing goes wrong in your life, and you're bargaining in your head. Even though I was raised by atheists and I'm like not a religious person, but I'm still bargaining in my head. Like, damn, if the car just turns back on in the morning, like, what would I give up? You know, please. Like, I need it to happen. I just need the car to just be fixed by itself in the morning. Like, is this worth 6 months? Is
that wow.
worth, you know,
for
is
the
that
car
worth
to
a
turn
month
on
at the end? You know what I mean? Well, because you, but it's exactly what Tyler said. When you're in, you're in your 30s, whatever, you don't like life at 80, whatever, doesn't mean anything to me. But when I spend time with elderly people, they appreciate each day of their life significantly more than I appreciate it. So I'm sitting there, I'm 82, and I'm like, all I want is to sit outside and listen to the wind go through the leaves and the trees in my backyard that I picked because of the sound that the wind makes going through those leaves. And then the fucking Grim Reaper shows up like, nah, you really wanted Vinny to win that playoff 8-year-old baseball game. Sorry, buddy. You're out of here.
I think the devil himself will show up to get I'm sick of that. Bro, that's a wild, wild bet. You know what I mean? But nah, man. Like, I think 80, when the way you spoke about being old, like, and also like when you're talking to an old person and asking about their day, well, I'm horizontal. I'm vertical. Man, I'm vertical, right. You know what I mean?
I woke up.
I'm just so happy. I woke up this morning, you know what I mean? But and in LA, I was thinking about this. Like, LA, you got an orange tree, probably got a lemon tree, avocados over here. You're picking from that shit. Being 80 might be cool out here, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't. It'd be hard.
A weird aspect of being a sports writer is I get to know a lot. I write a lot of obituaries, and I get to know a lot of old people. And it's definitely a useful, like, you couldn't really live that way, obviously, in your 30s. But getting a little dose of that, the way that they think, is useful for me. You know what I mean? Just that, like, exactly what you said. This is someone who's, you know, you're talking to an Olympian, a three-time Olympian, or someone who's accomplished more than you'll ever accomplish in your life. And they're like, oh, man, I got to see my grandkids for 3 hours today.
And
then they just stop talking, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's fucking great. And I see my kids for 3 hours every day. You know what I mean?
The rest of their day, they're just reading and picking from the trees in their backyard. Right. You know what I mean? Like, right. That sounds like the life that I truly want. You know what I mean? Right. You feel me?
Like, you got to say goodbye to those abs, though, bro.
Hey, bro, like, if I... don't, why we gotta bring the abs up? You know what I mean? Bro, I'm drinking it. Come on, G.
Hey, if you got abs at 80 years old, you're a fucking weirdo, though. You know what I mean? You ever see an 80-year-old man pull up a white beater and has a six-pack? That man, there's something up with that dude.
It's gonna... Hey, bro, I'm trying. I wanna stay... I'm trying to keep it right for as long as I'm on this planet, bro. You feel what I'm saying? But no, like, I'm in my DMs talking, like, about Hemingway and fucking Baldwin and shit with my buddy. And I'm like, this is what the fuck I want to... This is how I want to live forever. You know what I mean? Like, during the Warriors game, I'm barely paying attention to it. I'm talking about nerd shit. I'm like, hell yeah, bro. So, yeah, I'm going to be keyed up like a motherfucker
doing the book club with you guys last summer. I have, like, 3 book clubs going with my different friends at this point. It's the best. Like, let's just go to lunch. Let's just go to lunch and talk about books.
You feel me? I got out of the little four-book joint of Hemingway. Like, four, you know what I'm saying? Like... I can't wait till that motherfucker touch ground. Yeah, okay, wait till the pull up.
Okay, let's briefly click back into basketball because I want to talk about... I think that Tyler is misaligned with his basketball soulmate because I think there's a version of the multiverse where you are a Steph stan, and I think you are happier in that world because I think everything you think about being an asshole is what he thinks. And I actually think Bron does not line up with your personality as well because I think he's very conscious of what other people think. And I think Steph has more fun being an asshole. Like Bron's talked about when he was in Miami, he didn't wear that crown that well. Mm-hmm. He didn't like being disliked as much as he was. So I think there's a version of you that is wearing a Steph Curry jersey right now recording this podcast who might like basketball more than you like basketball.
You know, see, the whole thing is, bro, I was never a Steph hater. I was a let's pump the brakes Facts. On saying Steph is better than Bron. Like, that was always my stance. But of course, on Twitter, you know, that turns into me being a Steph hater, whatever. And I will
you
say,
want
I,
Steph
I,
dead.
I, yeah, right. But I will, I'm not gonna lie, I did enjoy seeing those Warriors fall short. I'm not gonna lie to y'all about that. So I very much thoroughly. That thoroughly. But yeah, for sure. The shit talking is for sure one of my favorite things about sports. And Steph does that and so expertly. Just like the fucking the night shit that he just picked up this postseason. Like, bro, did you see the screenshot where somebody responded to Ja saying, oh yeah, that's OD tough. Talk about the Steph's night.
Ja said that, didn't he?
Ja said that. And then a Grizzlies fan account tweeted him, nigga, he did that to us this postseason.
Hey, still tough though. Game recognized game. That shit still tough. Ja ain't lie.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know, we had this discussion before now. I was like, I never enjoyed hating Coach K because he's boring as fuck. You know, rooting against Steph is fun because he's a phenomenal villain. He is a great villain. He is a cocky, arrogant bastard. And I say that with all the admiration because that's how I like players to be. So, it's like I said, I never hated Steph. You know, like I said, he was in the way of my goat for a few years. You know, he took some rings off the table there, of course. But Steph's a bad motherfucker, and I never took that from him. And I thoroughly enjoy how much of a dickhead he is. Yes.
I don't think Steph likes to be hated. I don't think he leans in because he's never been hated. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as we talk shit about him, bro, like, we turned that TV on. We've always talked about that. We probably might watch just as many Warriors games as Cleveland games during that time period. You know what I'm saying? I saw just as much Steph as Bron.
It worked out for him that his legacy crossed over with Bron's post the decision. Like, yeah. if Bron doesn't do the decision, if he stays in Cleveland or he just sort of like handles free agency more quietly, and everyone's still kind of like, yeah, Bron's the next GOAT. This is going to be so awesome that we get to live through this the way everyone was when Bron was young. Steph might be like, the Warriors might be the Pistons. You know what I mean? Like America might detest the Warriors. I think, and instead, I feel like everyone was kind of on their side a little bit.
I think the thing, too, is that people are silly enough to think they can do what Steph does. They see themselves on the court when they see Steph. He's a shooter. He's not, like, you can't lie to yourself about being Bron. Are you fucking crazy?
I never made eye contact with the rim, yeah.
Right, right. Nobody's crazy enough, but they're crazy enough to think they could be Steph. Even though being Steph is harder than being Bron. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I feel like you flat out have to be born with what the fuck Steph had to be Steph. You know what I mean? There's no amount of work you can put in. But yeah, I think that's the thing. So I think that's why he's not hated as much. So I don't know. But I mean, also, shit, with the Pistons, I mean, Jordan, you couldn't lie to yourself about what Jordan being Jordan, but you could lie to yourself about being Zeke, and people still hated them. So maybe that's right. That's a good analogy.
We lie to ourselves as kids, though. That Be Like Mike shit was
Bro.
My whole frontal cortex was just, you know, they mapped the agenda over the front half of my brain for a good 10 years.
Bro. They should go to jail for that fucking shit, bro. I thought I was going to be that nigga for real, bro.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was cooking them white boys in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was cooking them. And it was high school.
Play against some kids older than you. Is like, Mike, what happened? It's like, I didn't eat enough fucking Wheaties today.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
it was just came up a little short. I only had 2 gallons of Gatorade before the game.
Javier was bigger than me. I was booming on his ass, though. I'm like, shit, I'm going to be that nigga. He a year older than me. You feel me? I'm splashing my nigga Cody and shit. That was black, though. But I mean, yeah, dog. Yeah, I thought I was going to be that nigga. You feel me? No. Life said, bitch, please. 5'11". Go home, turn, be a family man at a young age. You know what I mean?
We were talking about Steph being an asshole. What did you think? I thought one of the weirdest things we've ever seen, and if you've never sat low-ish at an NBA game, it's weirder than it looks on TV. But did you see Steph literally trip over the waiter?
Yeah.
That is so fucking nuts. You can't imagine that happening in literally any other sport. But it's like the courtside waiters, that's what they do. They literally will do that. They'll bring food out and then they will just hunch down and wait for the end of the play so that they're not walking in front of the courtside seat people during the game. But that's crazy. You have someone bringing a drink who is then just like, like making themselves into a speed bump. Like on the playing surface. It's totally nuts. I'm glad nothing obviously came of it, but I was sort of glad to see that highlighted because it is the weirdest fucking thing with NBA games.
Bro, did you see him shimmying and looking dead in the fucking crowd? Like, that's the thing about Steph, too. He doesn't shimmy just on the court. He's shimmying on the out-of-bounds line right in front of the other fan base.
He's in the seats. He's
in
the stands,
you can smell
basically.
His fucking cologne when he goes by you, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you can feel the that's crazy. That's insane. It's insane, bro. Fun to watch, though. He's making the series worth watching.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
The playoffs are heating up, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. Throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, you'll get paid faster than a fast break. Tonight's big game, obviously, between the Heat and the Celtics. I think the Valiant Heat are going to destroy the vile and cowardly Celtics, so I would take the Heat. I would take all of the game line prop stuff over for the Heat, and I would take everything under for the Celtics. I think the refs are not going to give them all the flopping calls that they're always trying to get, and I think the Heat are going to blow them out. And our producer Jackson agrees vigorously. New to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JANJ. Once again, that's promo code JANJ. That's JANDJ. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. No sweat. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. The Jackson special is take the over on Jaylen Brown turnovers, by the way. Disclaimer, 21 and over in select states. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG.
For sure. I don't know if the Heat Celtics series, I mean,
every
I'm
game
enjoying
has been
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed a game? Does any game felt like really, I mean, have you felt like
I've enjoyed
you
two of the
that?
Three games.
I mean, because of the win, I get that. Yeah, you want the Celtics to get their ass kicked. But sorry, Jackson, bro. Sorry for me, too. I hate it. I hate it seeing Tatum take that L. But it's not a fun series. I thought it would be better than this, you know?
I think it is going to... I don't know that I think it's going to get better, but did you read any of the stories with the interviews with Ume today? Mm-hmm. He was basically just talking about he spent the last 24 hours calling his team a bunch of pussies. That it was like, we've just been watching film about how much more physical they were from us and how in both of the losses, obviously, there was a quarter where they were really rattled and gave up. You know, I think they won three quarters in the games they lost, right? But the one that
they
lost.
Not the third one.
Okay. Yeah. But the ones that they lost huge. And so that's what he talked about was just like, you know, they've dictated that. They've dictated everything in this series. And I'm fascinated because if they really respond to it by trying to turn up the physicality and intensity, what's that going to look like in 2022? 70 reviews?
Please, God, no. Please, no. Bro, we saw half of that fucking Celtics roster fake die the other night. All those motherfuckers got resurrected and came back on still to take that L. But yeah, it's, jeez. I don't know. Yeah, you know, like y'all
Tyler
said,
just said, geez.
Geez.
Tyler geez. Just said, geez.
Geez, Louise is what I wanted to say. But I just don't. Yeah, it's just not a fun series, man. It just isn't. It's a coaching chess match where it's just like, it's too ugly to be pretty. You know what I mean? It's too ugly to be appreciated. It's too much fucking shit moving in the
it's
wrong
a mud
ways.
Fight. It's a mud fight.
It's a
mud fight.
It's a lot of rigmarole around this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Nothing. I like that. I am, to be completely honest with you, I'm not like... The games themselves haven't been enjoyable. I'm enjoying the series because I'm enjoying that back and forth. And I believe that it's going to get us to a point where we get a couple classic games later in the series. When both teams have kind of found their level, hopefully, I mean, the biggest question to me is, have the officials sort of gotten their heads around how the series is played and they're not just kind of seeing ghosts out there in terms of guys selling contact? I think if we get to that point, we could be set up for like games 5-6. If there's a 7, that could be really, really special. But yeah, it's been ugly. I mean, it's been ugly. It's been difficult to watch for sure.
Neither series has been good at all.
I've really enjoyed the Warriors Mavs series, to be completely honest with you. I mean,
two of the three games weren't even close. Like game two, like they. Did you really think the Mavs? What Mavs were like 15 at one point? Did you really think they were going to win at any point? Did you think like
no? But I like watching the Warriors play, and I like. I mean, seeing what Wiggins is doing, seeing what Poole is doing. They're an easy team to root for because of the way they support each other. But it's true. Like, did you see when Klay passed through late in the game, the Mavs had cut it to 5 or something, and Klay had the step through pass to Poole, 100% certain Poole was going to make the 3.
Mm-hmm.
Playing well, but you knew they were looking for him. He's open and is going in. Like I like watching the way that they play, and it's enjoyable to me because I hated the Spurs as a Lakers fan, so I didn't get to enjoy any of that. Like when the Spurs were good, like even like it was, I hated Ginobili. It was hard as fuck for me to hate Ginobili because I thought he was Italian. I didn't understand the whole dynamic. But like, but this Warriors team, I'm getting to enjoy that. Like watching them play. As the old guys, as the veteran guys, I am enjoying that.
I think...
But I agree with you, it's a bad series.
The Spurs... we talked about this before in the pod, probably fucking a trillion years ago, but the Warriors are the Spurs with seasoning. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean, when they're playing good, like, it's just beautiful basketball, so I do get that. I do get that. But yeah, as a person that wasn't a Lakers fan, I still didn't like the Spurs. It was really, really good basketball, but it was just so dry to me. I know, Tyler, you loved it. I respected the basketball. No, I respected how they played the game.
I came around on it. I did not love Spurs basketball like 2002, 2003. Absolutely not. Not with the Kobe and Shaq there. No, sir.
Yeah. The second incarnation was different. The second incarnation was different, too, because it was so much more about ball movement. It wasn't just about trying to win games 80-77 and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, which when Shaquille O'Neal is removed from the matchup, it frees you up to play a lot of different kinds of basketball. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's enough shooty hoop talk. Tyler, I want to talk to you about the impending white gloves slap off that is going on between college football coaches in the United States of America right now. What the fuck? I'm not a college football guy, but this Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban shit is so fucking funny to me. These dudes are literally just going to press conferences and calling each other cheaters right now.
Dog, it is. That was the most amazing fucking morning in sports that we had like fucking last week. Dog. Okay, so basically Jimbo, you know, picked up an NIL kid who has a shit ton of fucking NIL money, you know, to come on board at Texas A&M, and Saban was like, well, this is what we're gonna go up against, where, you know, whoever can, you know, supply the most sponsorships or endorsements, you know, it's gonna be a whole different landscape. And Jimbo just let that motherfucker have it, bro. Like, Jimbo was fed up. Jimbo said that man might need to get hands put on him.
He says Jimbo. Somebody should have slapped him when he was a kid. Maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
But the funniest shit was both, you know, Jimbo and Nick lying like their guys aren't getting, like their kids aren't getting paid. Come on, man. We know they are. We all know they are, and we all want them to. So you
don't have to pretend anymore.
Right. You don't have to do this anymore, bro. Like, though, we run a tight ship. Now, everyone came here because they wanted to, not because of, you know, financial gain. No, that's not how it went, bro. Motherfuckers was there for them Hellcats.
Everyone loves the weather in Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa.
He said them niggas pulled up in Hellcats, nigga. You feel me?
They was there for them Hellcats,
not the regular boy. They had the Hellcat. You know, that motherfucking engine was juice. You feel me?
Vroom, vroom, goddamn.
But he had the vroom, vroom on that motherfucker. But no, it's just like, you know, we do everything the right way. The right way is the wrong way, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the wrong way is the right way. You know what I mean? So that's weird that they always come across with that type of bullshit, but... Yeah, man. Everybody pull the shit.
Did you guys see the new boots that Kanye had on?
Oh my fucking God. Dude, what is that fucking dude from Mortal Kombat? With all the scars on him?
With all the stars?
Yeah, he was like, he did that like that punch and like did his circle. He was a fucking bro. Let me just keep talking. I'm gonna look this motherfucker
up.
This
is Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter?
It's Street Fighter.
The flat top dude. Who is a flat
top
dude?
No, it's not Guile. It's not Guile.
Go home and be a family man.
This motherfucker with up,
Go home and be a
We owe him so much.
Bro.
That man invented Twitter.
Yeah, basically. Every Twitter conversation is go home and be a family man at its pure essence. We owe Guile so much, bro.
Fucking bison. Them M-Bison ass boots.
Oh, okay.
Bro. Yeah. Those boots look like a drawing. Like, I cannot believe. Like when he started wearing boots, I thought we were all just gonna laugh with them. You know, laugh at him. Laugh with each other. Like, yeah. But the fact that he has people like not only wearing these type of boots, but creating them and getting even more ridiculous. I thought the first iteration that he had was as wild as that get. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's I know what you did last summer, ass boots. Now they got the fucking Street Fighter shits. It's just so wild to see that people are going this far with it. That's,
I feel like this is very irresponsible on everyone in Kanye's circle. To not put a stop to this. It's getting outrageous now. Bro, where is the voice of reason?
Bro, I thought they were Photoshopped. I thought it was a joke. They look like they're intentionally designed to look Photoshopped.
Balenciaga's me. And the motherfuckers is so big. I just talk. It started with them first Balenciaga's, them dad shoes. You know what I'm saying? Them big fat ass shits that people was wearing with skinny jeans. And that we should have cut it off then. We should have picketed it. We
look like the dunk shoes.
Marched against them.
Huh? You remember you used to see the ads for the shoes that if you wore them they would like beef your calves up so to where you could
Air alerts.
Yeah.
Air alerts.
Air alert.
Oh, I just
or some moon shoes. The ones where it was like they had springs in them and you thought you could like jump up on top of your house if you wore them, but really you just broke your ankle.
They look Disney as fuck. I just hate it, bro. I just pure frustration. Why do we keep allowing this? You remember them yellow ass shits that he had? I saw people I respected wearing the motherfuckers.
you
can dress. Why are you letting him lie to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a reasonable human and you're letting him lie to you and tell you and you're believing these things are fire. They are fucking trash. And I could be getting old and I'm cool with it. But I think it's, I don't know if it's that, bro. I don't think I've got there yet. I think these motherfuckers is just goofy. And they let this goofy ass nigga tell them what to put on. It's so crazy, bro.
All right.
Bro came through with the Spinellis on his guy.
They let him wear these motherfuckers. And y'all motherfuckers mad at me about a fire shirt? You know what I'm saying? Like, and y'all letting this, and y'all think it's cool wearing, I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
Has the time come to make fun of the United States of America?
America is musty. Absolutely.
Okay. I have texted you guys. Shout out to City of Freaks on Twitter for putting together
City of Freaks,
a mashup of the state logos from all 50 states. Tyler has tweeted this, quote tweeted it. I will post it on the Jenkins and Jones Twitter tonight or in the morning. But I've sent it to the group chat. And I just want to know, looking at these logos, what jumps out to you guys immediately?
North Carolina didn't give a single fuck. That was the first thing that hopped out. North Carolina don't give a shit. Those motherfuckers just wrote their name and just like turned their paper in. The end.
They said the logo is Calibri.
You right?
Just put it in a serif font right, and turn it right. in.
Right, fucking Arial font wide, goddamn. I'm going to tell you a logo I legit hate, and that is Washington's logo. That fucking experiencewa.com. Like, bro, you still flexing that your state has a website in 2022? Like, this is some 1997 shit. You remember, like, in the late 90s, everything was like, yeah, we're .com now. Motherfucker, it's 2022. Take this little bullshit-ass Sleepless in Seattle bullshit. Y'all can't keep living good off movie. That. It is a good movie, but y'all can't keep living off that 1997 fucking AOL Instant Messenger bullshit, bro. Everyone has a fucking website now. I can keep going. I got a lot of shit I want to get off my chest.
I made the comment the California one looks like when there's just a little areola poking.
Bro, poking that, you're a nasty that, motherfucker because I don't see that, but now I see it. But I would have never saw it if you didn't say that shit.
Bro, that's the motherfucking California pizza kitchen font, bro. It's the same shit. Look at that shit, man.
Oh,
that is
CPK California, like a motherfucker.
CPK right. like a motherfucker.
Everybody right. just lazy. I feel like lazy there's nothing that's really good here. You know lazy what I mean? Like,
I really like Maine because it just reminds me of like a 90s like Madonna song. It must be Maine.
Dude, this feels like everybody like, made their
it,
shit.
Must it be it Maine? Must be Maine.
Everything feels like it's made with a PC though. And designs shouldn't look like that. You know what I mean? Like this shit looks old as hell. I'm not.
I like Missouri and Mississippi because they like
Missouri.
The words it's just the word, but like it's something interesting as opposed to like a stupid picture or like a.
And Missouri got the Mississippi and the Missouri River under that motherfucker, right? Is that what that logo is? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we got a ton of rivers in that motherfucker. I know that. Yeah.
It says Missouri, where the rivers run.
With two rivers, with two S's for the rivers.
It's hard to pick out who has the least accurate. Motto, Iowa says Iowa, life-changing. I have been through Iowa twice. It's the least life-changing place. Nothing ever changes in Iowa.
Is that worse than Kansas, as big as you think?
That sounds low. That sounds like a HR write-up right there, bro. As big as you think you need. That's borderline sexual harassment there, dog.
As big as who thinks?
You're right. Like, what the fuck? Look at Idaho put the whole fucking map out there just to let you know that they know that no one knows where the fuck they are. Y'all see that?
Yeah,
shit?
Someone tweeted us, Idaho knew they had to point to where they are on the map. In the logo, hey, we're this one. You know the weird looking one? It's that one. That's Idaho.
What's up with Colorado too? Like, what is that?
Let's talk.
What
the fuck is that?
What, like, where did that come from?
Is that what happens in Colorado?
No.
You've lived in Colorado.
I mean, it's no.
Can someone explain pure Michigan to me? Why is it pure Michigan?
Pure Michigan.
Virginia's for lovers is fire, though.
It's fire.
Virginia,
listen, bro.
That's just so
that's the only good
fire.
One. It's
that's
the only good one.
Only. Yes.
It's, I love New York and Virginia's for lovers are the only two, like, brands on this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like those are the only things that have been pressed up on merch out of all this shit.
Well, Arizona kind of is because it's literally just an Arizona T logo.
Yeah.
like
that's
that.
That's like the Tostitos logo and shit.
Missouri is the show me state. I don't know why they ain't leaning to that, because we love saying we the show me state. Like, don't tell me, show me.
Motherfucker, show me.
You know, we stand on that shit, too, for real. You feel me? So I don't know why they didn't lean. I mean, the river, where the rivers flow sounds like a great book to read. You know what I mean? But, like, show me makes you feel a little bit. Show me stay. You feel something with that. You know what I mean?
My nominations for least accurate are New Mexico, the land of enchantment. Is not, is the land of scorpions, or West Virginia, wild and wonderful. Maybe wild.
Depending on depending on your POV. If you're a big fan of Perks, it's definitely wonderful. If you're a geeker and you on them pills, it's a wonderful motherfucking place to be. Wild and wonderful indeed. Okay. Shit. Yeah. What was that? Did you remember that one show where that motherfucker rattled his fucking pills and was like, "That's the Boone County Maiden Call." Jesus Christ, West Virginia.
I think it was
it might have been on Netflix when Netflix was making actually TV we gave a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck about. But yeah, the Boone County Maiden Call. I was like, sign me up for this show immediately. That was a great selling point, dog.
Oh, all right. America, your
must-be. Visit Florida. That's all they got for Florida? No. That's what I say to that. Visit Florida. Y'all can have that.
No, sir.
I
will say the original poster pointed out how Mississippi killed that shit. And Mississippi shit is good. That shit looks like a riverboat, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. The Mississippi one's good.
Arkansas, really good. The natural state. That was really nasty. Sounds really unnatural, honestly.
I also love Alabama trying to do a...
They're basically like the least industrialized state in the whole fucking country. We are the most behind state that you will find on the continental.
This is weird about Arkansas, that like Mississippi is so bad you can't forget it exists. Like Mississippi and Alabama shit. Right. Arkansas is the most forgettable state. It's either that or Iowa. They're so forgettable. You will drive through them and not know you've ever driven through them. You know what I mean?
I also appreciate Alabama tried to do a Sweet Home Alabama, but they did that horrible design thing where the third word is in the middle. So it says Sweet Alabama Home, which is like, you should not be drawing attention to literacy rates with your state logo if you're fucking Alabama.
Bro. When I was in Alabama, the motto was thank God for Mississippi because we were 49th and they were 50th. And I'll tell you, I lived there for 9 years. Ain't nothing sweet home about that motherfucker. I'll tell you that. I'm not going back to Madison ever again, okay? Fuck you mean, buddy.
I did also appreciate that the Connecticut logo has connect in a different color font. Yes. Because
that's
it's
how
like,
I remember
because,
how to spell that shit.
Yes, connect me too. I appreciate they put that in the state logo. So look, we know we're a New York suburb and we're not significant. And we know no one remembers how to spell us. So we're going to make it as easy on you as possible. It's Connecticut.
Connect I cut, yes. Georgia has the only logo I can actually hear on this shit.
Yeah.
You know, they show that shit at the end of all those, every fucking TV show and movie in Georgia.
South Dakota is just too much. Like, pick something, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Great faces, great places. The fucking...
It's two different fonts and four different
so
humans on that
much
motherfucker.
Hella
like, there's
colors,
so much going on.
Like, dog, bro.
There's much two, more going on in the logo than there is in South Dakota.
Yes. two different fonts, three different colors, four different humans. God damn, South Dakota. Make up your motherfucking mind. Where are we
look
going?
At New Jersey, bro.
What New is Jersey? That? Really? A hill and like, a river or some
what
shit?
What the fuck is that?
That's the ancestral home of the Garabasios, and they need to lean into that because New Jersey is the Garden State, and it's the same as the Show Me State. They really love the Garden State shit, and this is like it's
they
New Jersey
doodled.
With a tilde on it.
They
for
just
some reason.
Doodled before them.
It's just yeah.
How would you pronounce New Jersey with the tilde? How would you pronounce that?
New Jersey.
New
I don't know.
Jersey.
New.
Maybe. New Jersey. Maybe they were onto something. Maybe this is actually genius.
I gotta say, Rhode Island, y'all can't keep getting away with making that fucking O an anchor, man. You know, it's time to get a little bit more creative. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all been doing this shit for 200 years now, man. God damn.
Rhode Island is very forgettable too. Rhode Island is deaf. That's Rhode Island.
Shar's brother got his doctorate at Brown, which is in Rhode Island. And one day, just because he thought it would be funny, he walked across Rhode Island.
I just
thought it would be a funny thing to do in the summer. He just walked the width of the state.
And talking about Alabama, I knew some great people in Alabama. So I said I met some solid ass people. One of my homies from Alabama, he's from Rhode Island, but he lived in Alabama. And I remember when he told me he was from Rhode Island, I was like, niggas? There's niggas in Rhode Island? Like, I just knew. Not a black person. That's the only person ever that's black that I've ever, maybe one of the five people I've known is from Rhode Island, but only nigga ever. I'm like, you a nigga? You from Rhode Island? I would lie if somebody asked where I'm from. I'm from Alabama, G. That makes sense to me. A nigga telling me you from Rhode Island? It's just a general lack of respect when I hear you from Rhode Island. You know what I'm saying?
All right. America, you musty as fuck. Thank you.
Musty as fuck.
Big
gentlemen,
musty.
Thank you for indulging me.
Massachusetts, it's all here.
It's all here.
There's something nasty there too, bro. I can't put my finger on it, but it feels nasty.
I also appreciate the Texas motto, Texas, it's like a whole other country. We know.
Oh, yeah, bro.
We get it, bro. Texas. Yeah. We understand.
They're just so annoying. That might be the most annoying one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a whole other country.
I love 90% of the black people I've met from Texas. Like maybe 99.9% of the people, black people I met from Texas, I've loved them to death.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But Texas.
They're from a whole other country.
Yeah.
it's a whole other country. That motherfucking Olive Garden font on New Mexico, though. What the fuck is that? God damn.
But shout out to Olive Garden. That's good eating. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. It's good eating.
Those breadsticks and that salad, god damn.
I think me and Rod are going to Cheesecake Factory for our 1 year anniversary. Like the original one in Beverly Hills.
Baby.
Hey, Bubba.
Baby.
People been sitting on Cheesecake Factory. And she was like, let's fucking go there for our anniversary. I'm like, hell fucking yeah. This is why I married you. You ain't too good for Cheesecake Factory.
That makes me so happy.
Bro,
that's sweet.
I called her a rapscallion yesterday, bro. I felt really good about myself. She was, I was holding her face.
I called Shar a vagabond last week. That makes me really happy.
Yeah. I was holding her face and she was trying to lick my hand. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I pulled the camera out and she like hit her face. And I'm like, what are you, show the people who you really are. Because none of the people that follow me on Instagram like me anymore. They're like, bro, show Rather the kid. Get the fuck off. Like, we don't want it. If I pull a fit off, let's see Rava in it. We don't want to see you anymore. So I'm trying to even it out a little bit. I want to show them how weird she is. You know what I mean? Show the people you rapscallion.
You rapscallion.
Oh, all man. Right. That's all the time we got. We'll be back in the middle of the week for another episode. Thank you, as always, for listening to Jenkins and Jones. Leave us the 5-star reviews and tell your friends to subscribe and all that good stuff. And we'll see you in a couple of days. Bye.
Bye. You rapscallions.
You vagabonds.
Vagabond.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.